This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Blue. I'm your host, Patrick
Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here, 877-660-4261. Again, 877-660-4261. And I'm saying the number wrong. It's 855. 660-4261. I don't know why I said the sevens, but it's 855-660-4261. So hopefully you didn't dial that wrong number that I gave out first, so I apologize for that. But it we'll be here, as I said, till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to do everything we can to help you out. We've got some couple interviews today to give out some good information. We have Victoria from Natural Alternative coming around about 8 o'clock today. And then we have some information coming for everyone from Summit Solutions. So we can get to know what we should be doing with some of the mosquito dunks, the mosquito bits, that type of thing. So we'll talk with them around 9 o'clock today. So got a lot of great things to be talking about today on this Father's Day edition. So happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. I know it's a great day to enjoy and relax. And one of my favorite Father's Day memories, if you will, is always getting to call my dad on the radio on Father's Day. And usually Father's Day is a week earlier than this, and I always used to get to call and then sneak in the old happy birthday to my father. So that was one of my favorite memories of Father's Day, being able to I know he loved it, but almost feel like you could embarrass your dad just a little bit, right? Just to give him a little something to say, yeah, I still care about you. So happy Father's Day to everybody. It's going to be a warm one. It's going to be a warm one for a while. I know a heat wave is going to be around. And I was reading the weather, and it was saying, oh, the heat wave will be around till Tuesday. And then I looked at the long-term forecast, and I'm pretty sure maybe they meant next Tuesday, because it's going to be in the 90s and high 80s for a good amount of time going forward. We have officially hit that summer weather, even though it's not officially summer, right? I think we got, one day left before summer hits us. So we're warm, right? A lot of things come with that. A lot of our plants are starting to dry out. Our lawns are starting to dry out. If you like mine, my lawn is hard as a rock, the ground. It's been, you walk on it and you just feel everything because it is so hard, so, dry. So what can we do about it? What can anybody do about your plants getting watered? Well, you know, this morning would be a great time to get out there and water. Get those sprinklers going in the different areas if you can, so that it's, you know, taken care of early. So, you know, twofold, two reasons behind this, right? One, you don't have to be out there in the hot, hot sun, in the heat, watering, unless you feel like throwing the water on yourself at the same time, right? But that's one of them. But the main reason here is watering of our plants. Our plants would rather have the water in the morning than at night, if possible. It's allows the water to seep into the plant during the day. Allows it to, you know, dry out a little bit. And when I say dry out, I mean more on any of the foliage you might have gotten, the ground around it. So it's not allowing pathogens and diseases and that type of thing in to the plant. So, you know, during the day, the plant gets to dry out. And not completely, but just dry out so the water's not sitting there. And, sorry, allergies this morning are killing me. So you want the plant to not stay wet during the day. So when it gets heat, when it heats up, the water's not sitting in between leaves, causing fungus, etc. So, you know, those of you who water at night, you know, that's perfectly fine. The plants are going to need the water. But if there's a way to try and do it earlier in the day, in the morning, that is the most beneficial when it comes to watering your plants. Now, we talked about it the past, you know, couple weeks, just due with this heat of what we, you know, the deeper watering, right? We can definitely just get to the plants that you're doing, get the hose out there, leave it on a trickle. Just let it sit on each individual plant, depending upon the size and style, and if it's newly planted or, you know, a couple years planted, and just throw the hose there, leave it on a trickle. Let it sit 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending upon the size, letting it have that deeper root watering, right? The further down the water goes in the plant, the further the roots are going to go, the more likely they're going to be looking for the water. We've used this, analogy, this thought process when it comes to watering. If you water a hanging basket and it's completely dry, the water just goes right through, just completely, just keeps going down. And all that water goes through. Now, if your plant is in the ground and is completely dry, yeah, the water's going to go right through. And it's not the same thing that we're looking for. The water's not going to hit the plant at the same time. So we want to get the water deep into the soil, but we want to get the plant to allow the water to absorb, right? So again, so it's like if you're watering a hanging basket. The water goes right through. It's not getting the plant. We want it to sit in the plant. So when it's really dry, we water multiple times. That's why we say water longer periods for your established shrubs. Because if it is completely dry, the water's just going to go right through. It's not going to go where it needs to go. We want the plant to absorb the water on a slower stream of water versus a heavy, you know, one and done type thing. So a lot of your established shrubs might be showing some signs of the heat right now. I planted some hydrangeas 3 years ago, and I was out there Friday with the kids, and they were dry, and you could see the leaves starting to flag and show me that they were dry. Now, they've been established. They've almost tripled in size since I put them in. So they're, you know, they're pretty established, but they still needed water. I mean, they're hydrangeas, obviously. They're in a sunny location. They're going to need it. But it just made me look at it and say, wow, you know, 3 years or 2 years, and they still need to be deeply soaked. So that could be the same for you. It's not just about, you know, new plants. It's about some of the established plants and helping them out, getting a little bit more. Because I don't know how long it's been since we actually really got a decent rain. I know we got rain about a week and a half ago. Certain areas got heavy downpours. Certain areas didn't. But we hadn't had any rain really before that, right? So there hasn't been a lot. We don't have much moisture in the soil. So we're going to need to water more often. You know, looking ahead, forecast-wise, there might be some rain. Might be on Wednesday. But you know, I'm not seeing it after that for another 10, 15 days, the 15-day forecast, obviously. Everything changes here, but not a lot of rain. So we're going to need to be establishing some watering goals before we start to get into some of those water bans. Some might already be in effect, but let's try to, before they do go into effect, let's get some things watered. Let's try and help them out so we can get through this longer period, because it's gonna keep going. So definitely something to be thinking about today, what we can be doing in the next few days. Gonna talk about a bunch of things like we always do today. One thing we'll talk about is the use of sprays, you know, your synthetics and organics on your plants, and how going forward, not a good thing to be doing for the next couple weeks. So we can explain that on the other side of the break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so that wrong number I gave out at the beginning didn't get to everybody. Perfect. So we'll go right into the calls. Nathan, who's up first today?
Igor is in Brooklyn.
Igor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
I want to check about organic weed killer. I used to buy Biosafe, and it was mentioned in commercial now, but they changed their line of product. I need 32 ounces, not 1 gallon, and I cannot find 32 ounces anymore.
And you're looking for, like, for a weed killer, are you looking just to get rid of everything? Is it like a total weed
everything.
Killer?
Yes, yes, yes. Total elimination, okay. Yes.
All right. So there is some organics out there that do well. It's a total killer called Burnout and Burnout 2
Bonide?
From Bonide. It's called Burnout.
This is what I had in mind. I just needed somebody's blessing to buy.
Yeah, so that is a total killer, and it's organic. To use. So what this does is it basically takes the outer layer of the leaf when it hits it and breaks that down so the inside is exposed to the sun, and the sun actually does a lot of the work for you and dries it out and kills the weeds that way. So it's perfect to do, and it's organic. They have it in a concentrate. They also have it in a ready to use. And they might have it in like a trigger spray in a larger bottle at this point, like a little pump spray. It's like 1.33 gallons. But you can make the concentrate or the ready to use, and it definitely works. You need to make sure that the sun's out, and basically with all the heat, you know, the heat in the area and the sun, it'd be fine to do. they say not to spray anything when it's 85 degrees or warmer. So today might not be the best day to do it just based on some of the heat that is coming. But you could probably do it in the next few days when it's going to be like 84, 85. That's when they say they when it goes over 85, sometimes the products don't work. It just is too hot for them to work.
Thank you. I know that it.
Excellent. All right, Igor. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got some more calls on the line. We're going to go right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I Patrick.
No
I called last week regarding some of my tomatoes. I have four Better Boys and four Sweet 100s.
Yep.
And my Better Boys just don't, they're wilting, they're just not, they don't look healthy at all.
Okay.
And the my Sweet 100s, they're already to the top of the cage. They look great.
Okay.
Now, I went out this morning and I grabbed a couple of leaves.
Yep.
And they're brown on the end and there's a few holes in them. And it almost looks like the green from the leaf has just been peeled away from the lower part of the leaf.
Yep.
And I see this little tiny black bug.
Okay.
On it. What do you think's going on here?
Well, so there's a like a piercing, sucking type insect because it's not chewing on it. It's a different type of like the chewing. It's not like a caterpillar. It's not that style, right? It's more of one that what they do is they basically pierce the leaf and take out the chlorophyll to take out everything from the leaf to turn it into that brown, turn it into that. So there is still a way to take care of it, and that would be with an oil spray versus like Captain Jack's to spray on it.
Last week I used I sprayed them with some 8.
Okay. And, 8 would be 8 would be fine too. Why don't we do this? Why don't you hang tight for me while we go into the break here? When we get back from the break, I'll give you some more information what we can do, and then maybe some fertilizer. We might have talked about it last week, but I want to give you some more information on what we can use to try and rejuvenate it a little bit.
Very good. I'll hang here.
All right. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No president or administration has done more in the first 3.5 years than the Trump administration.
President Trump back on the rally circuit for the first time in months, telling supporters in Tulsa last night.
5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden.
He also spoke about the violence that's grown out of recent protests of police brutality and to the growing number of cases where Confederate monuments are being destroyed or removed.
The unhinged left-wing mob is trying to vandalize our history, desecrate our monuments, our beautiful monuments.
The turnout of Trump supporters inside was several thousand below the anticipated 19,000, and predicted widespread protests of the president's Tulsa visit also never materialized, many blaming the concerns about coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. More now on President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night. Tom Petty's family issuing a statement before it was even over, objecting to the president's use of the song I Won't Back Down at the rally. A statement on the official Tom Petty Twitter account said, Trump is in no way authorized to use this song to further a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind. And Tulsa residents say they felt an earthquake soon after President Trump's rally ended last night, and the U.S. Geological Survey confirmed it, reporting that a 4.2 magnitude earthquake was centered northwest of Perry, Oklahoma, just about a half hour away from Tulsa. There were no immediate reports of damage or injury from that earthquake. Find us online anytime. We're at USARadio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mark. He had called last week about his tomatoes. He has some Better Boy and Sweet 100s. Sweet 100s, doing awesome. Acting like nothing happened or nothing's going on. Whereas the Better Boy, not that, well, I was going to say not that better, but that doesn't have good English, right? Not doing that well. So, that being said, you had brought up that there were little black bugs on there, which are most likely going to be aphids that are on your tomatoes. Aphids will go on to the tomatoes like that, start off in those little black bugs, then they'll get a little bit bigger. They start off that small. So you used the product 8 last week, right?
Yeah.
So anytime we use a product, I love to just pull up the back of the bottle so we can just talk about it a little bit. If you want to continue using 8, not a problem on it. It's perfect for aphids. They actually say you can use it up to 9 times per growing season. And I looked that up to make sure, because on the bottle it says do not apply more than 5 times per growing season for corn. For all other crops, do not apply more than 9 times in the growing season. So you can actually reapply on this. The other thing that I always look up is, they've abbreviated it now, but PHI, pre-harvest interval. How many days prior to harvest you can actually spray it, and it's not going to be harmful to you, since 8 is a synthetic. And on this, it actually says 5 days. So 5 days prior, so you can use it, which is great, right? So I would suggest using it again with the 8 on the tomato. What it'll say is... What I did was I followed it up and went to the organic version. I looked at, like, all seasons oil. All seasons oil can be sprayed on tomatoes for the same amount of time during the season. But you can actually spray that multiple times in a season. You can actually spray it multiple times in a week. with the all seasons oil. Whereas 8, having synthetic, lasts a little bit longer, has a little bit of residue. So that's why I like to go, when it comes to something like this, go to the organic version, because I can spray it a few more times and not just, you know, once every 10 to 14 days. And that's kind of what they say on synthetics, on most synthetics. So up to you on how you want to do it. But you can switch over to the all seasons oil or stick with the 8. When you spray it, you want to make sure you get everything. So it's dripping, you want to get the underneath, because that's where they like to hide. So yep, it's not just about hitting the top. You want to get underneath it. You want to spray the whole thing so it's dripping. How close are the Better Boy and the Sweet 100s?
Oh, 4, maybe 5 feet.
So if you're spraying just your Better Boys, I'd spray everything just to be safe.
Oh, I would.
Okay. Yeah. Just to be safe on it. Again, either product you want to use, 8 or all seasons oil. If you look at all seasons oil, it'll actually say on the bottle, spray once or twice weekly, depending on the rapid growth of the crop and or vector pressure. So the reason why I wanted to read that is it's saying as the rapid growth, and this is the point where that rapid growth should be happening. So that means the aphids at the same time are feeding off of it. If you're going to use 8, I'd say once a week, once every 7 days to be successful at this point, especially while they're young. As they get bigger, it's you're going to have to continue to spray. So as far as the plant, it's being attacked, so it's a little bit weak. When was the last time you fertilized?
Yesterday morning.
Okay, what did you use?
I used that Neptune tomato and vegetable.
That was exactly what I was going to suggest to do. Definitely
that's
hit
what
that
you
every.
Suggested.
Yeah, every like 2 weeks, I believe it says on there, maybe every 10 days. But about every 2 weeks with the watering, keep up with the watering. Make sure you water on the lower parts of it. What I would suggest doing to allow the plant to get a little bit stronger is some of the lower leaves, thin it out a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Take out some of the lower leaves so the airflow will go through it. What also happens is it allows the plant to focus more on getting bigger and on the top part of it where you want it to grow. It also, when you're watering, any of that splashback on the leaves isn't going to sit there. So that'll be helpful, allow some of that airflow. And you don't have to take every leaf so it almost looks like a lollipop, right? That's not what we're looking to do. Take some of it so the airflow will get through it. The other thing you could look at doing for your tomato plants, because they've had some issues, is using Protolizer from Natural Alternative. So Protolizer works with that fertilizer and actually will help get some of those other nutrients that are in the soil out and more active and help with a bigger root system. So that might be an option for you if you still see a little bit of the decline there to add to it. It goes with the fertilizer, so it's not a fertilizer per se. It actually helps your fertilizer be more active. So that's kind of what I would do. But definitely make sure you're spraying all the plants that you have, not just the Better Boy, just to be safe.
Yeah. Now, how about my tomato tone? Can I use that in conjunction with the Neptunes?
So the tomato tone that you have is a slower release fertilizer. It's not an instant fertilizer. So some people will use that at the beginning, allowing it to go, allowing it to be that longer term fertilizer and then feed with, the Neptune's Harvest or something along those lines. If you look at the back of the bag, it actually says you can do it twice per month, May through August. Once they're established. So, I mean, I would maybe use it like once a month, maybe every other between the Neptune's Harvest and the Tomato Tone. So that they're both organic, so they're perfect to use. And it's basically the amount that you use on it would be like 3 tablespoons for a single
right.
plant. So it's not like a lot. But maybe it's every other feeding. So you do, say you did today, well, so yesterday you did the Neptune's Harvest. 2 weeks from now, do the Tomato Tone. Let it sit in there. And then 2 weeks from that, do the Neptune's Harvest. The good thing about the Tomato Tone is it's got that calcium in it to help with that blossom end rot. So that's going to be very helpful to that. And it, you know, both are 100% organic, so neither one's going to harm the tomato. So that's, you know, beneficial for you as well. But I think you could probably do it every other time and switch it off so that you can get a little bit of everything in there.
Everything going together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, as far as watering them, I use a soaker hose to water
okay.
them.
Perfect.
And I go 2 to 3 hours a day with the soaker hoses.
I mean, that's perfect. The soaker hose isn't like when I say put the hose on a trickle. It's a lot different. It's just got that slow drip.
Right. Yeah.
So, and what are you doing it in the morning?
Yes. I usually turn it on probably around 2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Shut it off, you know, around 6 or so when I need for.
Perfect. Perfect. That's definitely the way to do it. Allow it to dry out during the day, and then the next day start over so that the pathogens aren't sitting there. With the soaker hose, I know I had said, you know, any of the splashback to the leaves, I would still thin the leaves out even though you're using a soaker hose just for the air factor. Because I know I had said, you know, the splashback hitting the leaves and sitting, you're not going to get that with a soaker hose, obviously. So I'd basically thin the leaves, use the both fertilizers every other application, and go back to using either 8 or the all seasons oil.
Okay, very good.
All right, Mark. Well, good luck, and you know, hopefully everything works out for those better boys so they can get a little bit bigger and start competing size wise with the Sweet 100s you have.
Yeah, I know. It's strange how the Sweet 100s, the little ones, are twice as big as the big ones.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, all right,
thank
Mark.
You much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I believe we might have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Cynthia's in New Hampshire.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thank
Good
you
morning.
For taking my call. I want to thank you for some advice you gave me last year, which was wonderful for a hydrangea tree. It was regarding some fertilization and some watering, and my tree just turned out wonderfully.
Awesome.
Produced beautiful flowers, and I'm so happy.
Awesome. That's great.
So, yeah, I'm hoping that you can give me similar successful advice regarding a dwarf Alberta spruce that I have. I purchased 3 of them last year at the same time. One was always slightly smaller than the others. After I planted them, they did well. And over the winter time, one in the center, I have no idea if it has anything to do with where it was planted, but it was the smaller one, and it was planted in the center of the 3. It seemed to turn brown, and it dropped its needles, about 80% of its needles, in the very late winter, mostly on one side and on the top. About 20% of the bottom needles on the on one side, on the other side, kept the needles stayed on. I'm just not sure what to do with the tree. I don't know if it's if it's worth saving. If I can save it, I have sort of cracked some of the branches, and they have broken. But the inner core branches are soft and are, you know, still have moisture in them, I can surmise. So I just don't know whether it's worth salvaging it, if it will come back. I don't know.
Okay, so that saving, it's going to be really up to you on what you want to do and how much time you want to spend on it. The dwarf Alberta spruce is one of the slowest growing plants that I know of, just size-wise, etc. It takes forever to really grow. They are very susceptible to spider mites. And spider mites might have been the damage that was caused to that dwarf Alberta spruce. There are some sprays you could use on it. I would definitely think about spraying the other ones. We can discuss that a little bit on the other side of the break. And what you can do to try and bring that plant back, if that's the path you choose. Sometimes it's not that easy on these to get them back with the slow growth pace that they have. So hang tight for me. Everyone else, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Cynthia in regards to a dwarf Alberta spruce. Cynthia, so to me, unfortunately, this Alberta spruce might be too far gone at this point. That being said, that doesn't mean you have to give up on it. I'd look at doing a few things. One, spraying all three of the Albertas that you have for the potential of having spider mite issues. Okay, spider mite is something that attacks every dwarf Alberta spruce that I know of. My
mom.
Is
that something I would be able to see? Is that something that I would
very,
be able to see?
They're very small. they would start in little patches, like in little circle areas, and then build that way. The other thing that it could have been was, it shows the same thing, and one of the reasons why I'm saying that I don't think it's this is because the other two are fine, is an Alberta spruce sometimes when it dries out or it gets too much water, it will drop its needles as well. But the other two, which are near that one, I didn't do that. So that's why I kind of went away from thinking that, right?
Yes. They're about 3 or 4 feet from each other, and they're just beautiful. The other two have absolutely no signs at all of any problems.
So that's kind of why I went away from that and kind of went to the instant, spider mite issue on it. Because basically the issues will go from either being too dry or too wet or spider mites. It's kind of just that's what happens with an Alberta spruce. My mom called me about a month ago and said there's an Alberta spruce in the backyard that has spots on it. It's starting to defoliate, and they were getting all over the place. That one had been there for 20-something years. But just based on some of the pictures I saw, that one wasn't even worth saving. This one, if you're starting to feel some of the branching underneath and it's soft, if you scratch in there, if you still see green, maybe kind of break off the brown that's there. Clean it up, because that brown's not doing the plant any good. Maybe it's going to start to rejuvenate on the inside based on the leaves still being, the branching still being pliable and can actually be saved. What I'd look to do is fertilize it. Maybe use like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, like a fish and seaweed combination that they have, a few times every 2 weeks for the next basically couple months. I'd also, and I'd really, really suggest this one, is getting the fertilizer from Natural Alternatives to work with the fertilizer that you're giving it. It's going to give it a little extra boost, and what it does for plants that are weak or have had issues, it will help rejuvenate them, and that one is one you can use at first, basically every week when you're watering, and then move it on to every other week, and then move it on to once a month to try and help just restore it. So if you want to spend some time into it and really try to save it, that's how I would do it. It's going to take some time, though. Like I said, the dwarf Alberta spruce is one of the slowest growing plants that's out there. I mean, they basically have about like half an inch to an inch of growth, maybe a year. And they do take some time. So for the spider mites, I'd be using, Captain Jack's spray, and spray all three of them. Just as a precaution. So I would wait a few days, middle of the week, they're saying, well, yeah, I'd take a look, and it depends on how far into New Hampshire you are. It might be a little bit cooler. But you don't want to spray anything when it's 85 degrees or higher during the day. If you have, in the middle of the week, I'm seeing on my weather app, maybe like 83, 84. So it's right on that border, but you can spray at that point. When it's over 85 and gets into the 90s, you know, there's a little bit of that oil base to it. It's like putting oil on our skin and then walking out in the sun and not expecting to get a burn. So it's the same thing for the plants. Okay, so Captain Jack's is the one that I would spray, and I'd spray all three just to be safe.
Okay. When you advise me to break off some of the branches, I'm talking about 80% of
I know.
The trees.
That's why it's almost, it might almost be better off just starting over. But, again, that's up to you. We'll be back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.